You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show, the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. I want you to sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit. Hello, and welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure.
All right. Well, this is the daddy years.
Is that what it is?
I have heard. Although lately it's been feeling like the grandfather years. But
well, it's because this year has been a long year already.
Yeah. We're
Nat.
We're, 10 days in? 11 days in, and I'm ready for a nap.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
But hey, you know what? This is the Daddy Years podcast, and we tell you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex and everything you still don't. And I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija.
Yes?
The reason for...
The squeezing?
The squeezing. All right, that's fresh.
That's funny. Well, hey, you know what? You try coming up with one of these. It's for every episode.
And the reason for the squeezing.
That's right. We love
squeezing those ass cheeks together.
Oh,
holla.
Well, I wasn't thinking about that. Can you do that? Can you squeeze it?
No. You know what's funny is the amount of bottoms that I'm with that try to like, I am so tight. And they're just sitting there clenching. I'm like, are you just clenching right now? I'm like, don't clench. And that's a little side note, guys. If you are, if you're tight, you're tight. Mm-hmm. Don't try to be something you're not. So quit forcing people to try to like get past your clenching. Just be a little bit forgiving. I like to call it the Goldilocks butthole. So you don't want it too fucking tight. And you don't want it too fucking loose. You want it just right. So, you know, quit clenching. Quit acting like, oh my God, I'm so tight. No, you're not. You're not fucking tight. And that's okay. It's okay. I mean, if you're a fister, you might want to let people know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, there are guys...
Am I in yet?
Yeah, because when I fucked fisting guys, I'm not big on that. Ones that are regular fisters. Because here's the thing. Is if I want to fuck Jell-O... I can fuck Jell-O. I don't want it squishy, so squishy that I can barely feel it. You know, and that no offense to, you know, people that get fisted, you love what you love, and I am not kink shaming.
Nope.
I am just saying that if you're going to market yourself as a bottom, please, you know, let us know. If you're going to sit there and say that you were super tight, you can be super tight. That's fine. I mean, I'll know that I have to work at it to get in. Because
work it with a pencil?
Well, the problem is when you're on the thicker side.
Yeah.
When your cock's on the thicker side, you come across these guys that are all like, I'm so tight, daddy. They think it's a turn on. They think it's sexy. I'm like, I don't want to have to fight your fucking butt muscles to get fucking inside you. And here's the deal, guys, is that you fucking shit enough to where you know when to, like, allow it to open up. None of us are new to this. Nobody's pooping out things the size of jelly bellies.
Oh, my gosh.
What? I'm being honest with you.
No, you're totally right. Go ahead.
So, but, you know, and I'm not trying to be gross or disgusting, but, I mean, the truth of it is we are trying to put something in the booty. And the booty has a... I mean, you're not going to put a baby out of that thing like you would a vagina. But it's a cock. It's a thick cock that you can let in. I mean, most cocks are, you know... very similar in girth to other things. So, I don't know how to put this.
I think we all know what you're getting at.
So just remember to open up, guys. Unclench. Because I do not want to fight you to try to get my cock in you. So guess what? I don't care that you're like, oh my God, I'm so tight, daddy. Oh shit, I gotta be really tight for him because I said I was really tight. No, just be your fucking self. Don't clench your butthole. I don't want that.
Yeah, that's false advertising.
Exactly. Just be open. I will work with it.
Well, and I'll throw out the opposite side of that kind of in a way.
Matthew says clench.
For
clench
us it. That are so tight that we don't want to even go there. If we say no, it means no. It doesn't mean try harder.
Oh, it does. It means try harder, folks.
Yeah, for you maybe. But I've told you before, no, no, daddy. No, no, but seriously, somebody, listen, when somebody says no, listen, you know, if you're going to role play, like, you know.
Well, yeah.
If say, like, I'm going to say no, but really, I mean, you know.
Oh, I've had
make,
that,
make
yeah.
me do it. Okay, that's a role play. Y'all do your thing. But when somebody legitimately looks at you in the face and says, no, I don't want to get fucked in the ass.
When they're rolling up a paper and they're saying, bad dog.
I will suck your dick. I will be your whore. Your I will make you come in ways that will make your eyes roll back in your head. But you're not sticking it in my ass. Just listen.
Just listen, queen. Queen. So, yeah. So, I mean, but if you are marketing yourself as a bottom.
Yeah.
Then you'll be as open as you need to be.
Right.
But quit making people work to get inside your butt. I've been with so many guys lately who are like, oh my God, I'm so tight. And I know for a fact they're fucking clenching. I'm like, quit clenching.
Yeah.
Daddy is trying to get inside you. And once I'm inside you, it's going to be heaven. It's going to be an e-ticket. E-ticket. So,
well, that's when you need like one of those little tiny electrical things.
Oh, like a little cow prod, just shove it up there.
And just give them a little tap on the booty and then, ah, and they'll clench. And then,
well, you might get more than clench.
You might squirt.
It might be, yeah, it'd be a squirter. But you don't want that.
No.
But
I said unclench, smack.
I know. Unclench, and then they're like, okay. Yeah.
Poor guys.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I mean, so, and yeah, so it's not, if you're, don't sit there, and I don't know who thinks it's still like, I'm so tight, isn't that a turn on? No, it's not. It's not a turn on. I'm fucking dudes that I want to know have been with dudes.
You know, I think maybe that's more of a turn on in the straight.
Yeah, it's community. Yeah, I'm sure, and they're probably learning that from like in a straight porn. Who knows?
Well, because it's straight porn. You hear that all the time. Oh, you're so tight. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like I've never found that. You know, when I was topping guys, I never found it like a big turn on. I'm just like, hey, as long as I can feel the sides,
yep,
I'm good, dude.
Hot dog down a hallway, baby. Right. I mean, and sometimes you are a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's most of the time.
That's fine. Just
don't
false advertise.
Let us know. Let us know what's happening back there because I can't tell you. And most of the guys want me just to go ahead and just slide on in and get to going, you know, get to town. But then there's the ones that are like, and then they're like, pull out. And you pull out and they're like, you have to give me a little time. You have to go really, really slow.
Oh, and you don't say that to Ouija.
I know. And it's so hard for me to like do the whole like, you know, 1 centimeter at a time. That's a lot of centimeters.
Well, that's what are they? I remember back in the early days when I was, well, say I was 18 and I was reading how to books that I saved up a lot of allowances for. I was.
If his family only knew what that allowance was going towards.
Oh, that would not be good. But it was basically the how-to of, and it was always recommended that for your first time that the top lay on their back and that you straddle them and go down so that you could control how much was going in and you could get used to it and all that, you know, type of thing, which is really good advice, especially when you're first starting out. But, you know, you got to know your partner, because if you're just hooking up with somebody who wants a quick fuck.
Some rando.
Yeah. They need to know that you need to, you know, take your time.
Yep. And a reminder too, for all those tops out there.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're not just if you're more prone to the top side, you still need to worry about your butt.
Ugh, a fucking men to that.
Just keep it clean, folks. Yeah. Because even though you're not expecting anybody to get, you know, up your butt, mm-hmm. they still have to go down. And if they go down, don't be that guy.
No. We've run into
I don't care if you got to run in there and just, you know, get some toilet paper wet and, you know, rub it up and down on that butthole. But you got to make it nice and... And, you know, just so that when they're down there licking on those nuts like you want them to do, mm-hmm. they're not having to smell your back door, right. dirty back door.
Well, especially if you're a top that likes to have your hole licked, which there's quite a few out there.
I think those ones are usually smart enough to know they don't want, they wouldn't want to go down on a dirty hole. So why would, you know, somebody want to go down their dirty hole? Right. So usually they're pretty good. I mean, most like myself, you know, I identify as a top verse. So I know that, you know, chances are somebody might want to, like, go back there and lick. Mm-hmm. So I make sure that that's food grade. You know what I mean? And food grade meaning that sometimes you're in a situation where you don't know if you're going to be, like, somebody's going to ask you for extra. You know, mm-hmm. so you want to make sure that you can at least do a decent enough job to where, you know, you're food grade up to a certain degree. I don't know. But... ready for everything.
Good advice. Hey, real quick, let's get some of this stuff out of the way here about Patreon, which offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive rewards like, you know, photos, videos, and other such fun things, as well as our vintage podcast archive from 2007. And you can get all of that for as little as a dollar a month over at patreon.com/BGSS. And we want to thank our new patrons and our patrons who've been active, giving us shout-outs and comments and stuff like that on the site. We really do appreciate that. Our free patrons, we see you. And also...
I see you.
The, I know, right? The big gay welcome to all of our new listeners, followers, Instagram, and Blue Sky people, where you can find us over... I think it's at BGSS for both of the Instagram and Blue Sky. And I'll try to post on Instagram more. It's one of those things that I have to remind myself because I kind of forget that it's there. Mm. We don't do much with it. Anyway.
Anywho.
Yeah. So we do have an advice question.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This comes from Rich. And he says, Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year, Rich.
I am 46 bi guy and divorced after 30 years with my high school girlfriend. We had a good relationship, raised two great kids, but just grew apart. I came out to her as bi years ago, and she was supportive of that. But we were always faithful to each other. I found your show and have devoured every episode. It means a lot to me that you're bi-inclusive. My question to you daddies is, what apps should I use to find some fun sex? I mostly like bigger guys like Matt, so Grindr is not working for me. Thanks, fellas. Well, 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 welcome to being out and as a bi person. Well, I meant out, like, back in the dating world and stuff, but, you know.
I know, and Matthew, as he's like, as a bi person, I'm like, I don't know that you can speak to bisexuality, Matthew, because you're a homo.
You know, yeah, I am, but at the same time, there are, you know, there's trans guys out there, and that throws a little bit of, you know, you're still gay, but, you know,
gay, but.
Gay with the asterisk, maybe. Stuff like that. All right. Well, I was going to look up a couple names for you that I used to use when I was doing the app stuff. And, oh, look, they finally popped up. Okay, so I'm just going to throw a couple out there, starting with Bigger City, which is Bigger City still even up? I thought they closed down. Bigger City used to be, like, the one to go to. Okay, I guess they're still there. Yeah, all right. Well, cool. So they're for chubs, chasers, and bears. Oh, my. They're the ones that... I mean, that used to be, like, the big one. And I actually...
that's the big one?
Right. I actually made out with one of the guys that started that site, like, years and years and years ago. And he was, like, to me, the most... like the perfect, physically perfect man for me, like my ideal everything.
Hey,
he was, and unfortunately, we never really
beautiful
went past
man.
That. Oh yeah! Oh my God, he was. He really was. He was.
Oh,
so
that
perfect.
Ridge.
Yep.
I said it.
Yeah, I said his name.
He was a very handsome man.
Oh.
And I even gave him that look, and he's like, "Ah, fuck off, bitch."
Yeah. No, it's more like, "Fuck off, skinny boy." Yeah. No, but for me, no, making out with him was like one of the highlights of my young years. Anyway, so Bigger City, definitely you want to check them out. And then what was the other one? So there was, okay, another one is Growler, of course. What's the Big Bear one? There's Growler.
Growler.
Okay, maybe it is.
Yeah, Growler is the Big Bear one.
Is that the one that I have? I only have one actually that I use on my phone now. Let's see if I can do that without closing our recording.
Oh shit.
Oh, I know. So yeah, but Growler's the main one, and Bigger City. Those are the two that are gonna get you the best. So one, just keep in mind that one is Growler is the one that I use. So that's more for bearish types and maybe some bigger ones, and then then Bigger City is going to be the one that gives you the chugs.
Bigger City.
Now, there are some others out there, but you just kind of have to take your time and look. I mean, Scruff is bearish. I was trying to... There's another one that's out there, but I'll... There's one called Grommer, Grommr, that is for guys on the bigger side too, but I don't know. I've never been on it, so I can't tell you for sure, but basically grooming is like when you like eat another guy whole and they like are alive inside of your stomach and stuff.
I thought it was a bowl.
What?
I thought that was the bowl thing.
Oh, you know what? Okay. Yeah, you know what? You're Oh, okay. So Grommer is a social network for gainers, bloaters, encouragers, and admirers. So that's probably why I figured that, because it fed into, you know.
It
but
fed,
yeah, it's like
fed into
the yes, the well, fed? The feeding and gaining and encouragers and all that. Now Jesus called and he said, "I want your booty." I suppose you want me to stop this. Okay, I think we're back. We had to take a short dyke break, so.
Short
and
what?
I say dyke break.
Oh,
and I say dyke lovingly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We love our
we love our lesbian sisters. No,
but,
my neighbor called, and I have a neighbor that's like a little sister, but she's a dykeling, and she's a.
Make
well, she's
way
not
for
a
dykeling.
She's a grown up dykeling.
Oh yeah, she's quite grown up.
And so, anyways, yeah, she was asking about all kinds of stuff because. Lesbians are always curious about the male penis.
Because I was going to say, like, obviously at some point I would have asked you questions, you know,
about
that may
life.
Seem invasive, but we talk about that stuff all the time. That's what we do. Sometimes we talk about it on the show. But then she was asking you questions. I was just like, dang, girl.
Well, yeah. It could work. She's one of those deep lesbians. She's one of those ones where, well, how do you feel about that? How did that make you feel?
How big was it? Did it hurt when the insertion went in?
So, anyways, like, wow. But yeah, she's always got some deep questions.
But that's nice that you have a lesbian that cares about you.
Uh-huh.
I have a number of lesbians in my life, but they're all strewn out all over the universe.
Strewn
I don't
out
have
or
like,
strung out?
I don't have like a close like lesbian friend here in Sacramento.
Well, you need a neighborhood lesbian.
But most of them go nuts.
Go nuts.
Look at most of the lesbians that we had that were close friends of ours, and they've all like they hit a certain point in their life, and they just go.
And that, yeah. So then that's why I'm scared with this one. I'm like, is there going to be a point where she just nuts up?
Yeah,
because we have had, yeah, Matthew is absolutely correct. We have several lesbians in our lives that we were close with,
super close
at
with,
at one point, but they kind of like took offense to everything.
Well, and they just went like.
Left field
nuts, like to the point where you're like, what? You know, it's like you're standing in a photo, taking a photo with your family member or something, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, I can't believe you like the color orange. Like, yeah. What?
Absolutely. Anyway.
So I need a close lesbian friend here. Anyway, all right.
So if you know of any, please send them our way.
So I did, but that actually gave me a chance to look up one other app that I was, the one I was thinking of, which was Chaseable. And that is Chaseable, Chaseable. And that is for a social network and community for big men and the men who love them. Chubs, chasers, cubby bears, chubby bears, and cubs. And everyone in between. And that one was pretty good. I mean, it's not like a super huge community, but
Chaseable.
You know, you can find what you're looking for, I think.
Yeah, so next time
if it's
you
a
can
hot mouth.
Chaseable,
yeah. I don't know why they call them chubs. It's not like or chasers. It's not like we run really fast. Anyway, hey, Rich. I hope that answered some of your questions. And
good luck, Rich.
Find what you're looking for. I only want to throw out one rec this time.
Only one.
Yeah, and I don't know if we've actually put him on.
I'm pretty sure we have not.
Okay, so this is Dean C. Byrne.
I think it's Byrne, but...
Byrne? Well...
It's B-Y-R-N-E. B-Y-R-N-E.
And he's super popular, so chances are most of you have heard of him.
Yeah,
or
you've probably
seen him.
Well, you probably haven't heard of him. You've probably seen him.
He's even got non-peen videos, of course, on Facebook.
This is the first time I've seen him with peeing videos. So Matt has him up right now, and yeah, he's got a couple of urinal videos.
Yeah,
usually, I bet you anything, you've probably seen him. He is a British guy who changes his workout outfit to his work outfit,
which is like usually
on the street
work. Yeah.
So it's always like he's always next to his truck in some British neighborhood.
Yeah.
Changing his clothes, and he's got a. He originally came on the scene as a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good-looking guy. I think he's gotten a little too much Botox lately.
Really?
But he's still a good-looking guy.
I don't know. But,
No, because if you look at the pictures of him originally, his face was a little bit more soft.
Oh.
Now it's very tense. Very tense face. You know, like a...
Huh.
And I don't know. Originally, I thought he was straight, but he does have I don't know if he's gay for pay, but he is. He's handsome. He's a good-looking guy.
Super handsome.
And he looks like a classic stripper.
Right.
In my opinion.
Anyway, you can find him on Blue Sky at dcbrne.bluesky.social. And he posts. He doesn't post that much content on there though. But trust me, if you go there, you can find him. Just look up his name. You can find him on Instagram posting all the time. He posts on Facebook Reels. I'm sure probably YouTube.
Yeah, he's a British tradie stripper. So.
Yeah. I'd, but he doesn't.
I would touch his penis.
That he has an OnlyFans, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, there you go. So, Mr. Ouija. With that, tell us what you've been up to lately.
Let's see. What have I been up to?
What you been up to in the sex department?
Oh, God. My sex life has been terrible.
Really?
Yes. This year has not started off nicely.
Oh, no.
No.
Now, is it just not up to your standards,
it's like everything.
Lackluster?
No, actually, I mean, honestly, during the holidays, I was sick, and then... No, it's just been like a funky.
Yeah, I thought you said that you were. Hold on, let me put myself in place.
Oh.
My name is Ouija, and I just want to say that I think that this next year I'm gonna put myself above having sex three times a day with total strangers.
Oh,
my
God.
And I'm going to jerk off more and love myself rather than have indiscriminate sex and give myself away like a cheap horse piece of meat. So, how's that going for you?
It's not going for me. No, so what Matthew's talking about, like put it in context.
Okay.
I mean, well, half of that is correct. So half of that is, yeah, I mean, you know, and I did a little video on this, and you can check it out on Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.
Yes, we post videos on Patreon.
So. So anyway, what I was saying was that I'm challenging myself to be a little less, hookup culture and be more solo sexual, and focus on me for me. But I honestly believe too, as I was saying, I believe that we do that just inherently, in the winter time. I think we honestly all, you know, needs to turn maybe more internal for some of that, you know, for a little bit, you know. I'm not saying no nut November kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. I've never been that guy, or even a dry January. Because I don't drink enough to really, you know, be like, oh my gosh, I got to stop drinking for a whole month. No, I drink like maybe once a week, if even that, maybe two times a month. So I'm never like that worried about alcohol. Because, I do like it, but socially I do it, you know, here and there. And that's fun. But, yeah. Anywho, back to the story at hand. Long story longer.
HD.
During the wintertime, it's a funky thing anyways. I mean, getting your nut alone is much more lovely sometimes than getting your nut with others. And so just, you know, put yourself, you know, just keep an eye on your own behaviors and, are you doing this for the love of sex, or are you doing this because you feel like you should? So, because I get hit up by guys to, like, you know, fuck them all the time. And it's some of these guys I don't want to. And I find myself, like, you know, kind of humoring along. And I'm like, huh, there's got to be a nice way to say, hey, look, you're not picking up on the ghosting stuff. And I'm doing that nicely. But can you, you know, just take a bigger hint and, you know, go find somebody who is in that space, in that headspace, in that place of mind. Because sometimes I feel more like a piece of meat or a tool, which, I mean, normally in the spring and summertime, I don't have a goddamn problem with that. I can be your tool. I'll be your tool to get you off and get me off, you know? Yeah. And of course, you know, I mean, I am more of a typical tough and worry about my own nut if you want to come or not. I mean, I do like it when you're hard. I mean, it's nice. If you want to come, I'll help you come. But it's not necessary or integral to my experience that you ejaculate. And that is horrible and sexist. I'm kidding. It's not sexist, but no. It is.
It is what it is. I mean, you know, hey, at least you're being honest.
Yeah, I mean, if I get my nut, I don't care if you do or not. If you want to get your nut, then I happily want to be there to help you get your nut.
Well, and that's the thing with me is that a lot of times that I'm with a guy, I want them to get their nut. Mm. And that, you know, gets me off is them getting their nut. But usually I don't need recip. Like, no. If you want to see me come or something, we want to go that route, then that's one thing. But otherwise, you know, I'll take care of myself afterward thinking about how awesome it was that you popped your load.
I got it covered, bitch.
Yeah, kind of. So, you know, and by the way, I made it, and the video that we made of it will help me get there.
And there's always that, too. I mean, I do. If I know the guy well enough, I will definitely record for us. Mm-hmm. If I know that they're not going to be able to get off, or they're just going to enjoy getting off later.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I definitely will record, you know, myself going in and out of them, or, you know, hold it up high and, you know, have them, you know, see the full, you know, the full body, everything. And, you know, granted, I mean, I got more, I mean, I'm out there on the fucking internet. if they ever start doing this digital, like, resume of people, I know damn well I'm gonna be like out there a lot going, okay.
Well, I think it's funny that there's one video clip of you and it doesn't show your face, thankfully, but it's like every, I see it in all the daddy groups and all the things posted where the guy is like totally going at you, and every time it's a different scenario, and they're adding different stories to it and stuff, and I'm like, tee-hee, had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, so what Matthew's referring to is, so a friend of mine who I used to fuck, and then, well, I'll just be frank. So I used to fuck him, and then he ended up getting a severe case of hemorrhoids from getting fucked on a regular. Mm-hmm. So he had to stop. He had to kind of morph into becoming a top, which wasn't too hard for him. He didn't really have a hard time doing that because he was kind of more, you know,
verse
anyway. Yeah. So, but he could no longer take dick on, you know, a level that would not leave him with an aftermath of pain. Mm. So he kind of became a top, and he was muscular and big and beefy, and he did OnlyFans and Just for Fans, and he needed, you know, collabs. And so I offered to help collab, and you know, so I mean, you know, we did unspeakable things on camera.
Well, at least one that even made me go, "What the fuck am I watching?"
And it was not the bad one.
Oh no, it wasn't. It wasn't anything.
It wasn't scat or anything.
No, but it wasn't anything that wasn't perfectly fine for OnlyFans.
And it was all legal, of course. But
it did make me go, what? Wait, what? And, slurp what?
And so that wasn't me doing it. It was him doing it. But anyway, so yeah, so there is a clip that they took from one of his...
releases.
One of his releases that he... So he was fucking me in this particular one. And so you could see my legs in the air. You could see like parts... You could see the... Well, at that point, luckily, it was it was the end of summer, so I was very well tanned, very beautifully tanned, sun-kissed, and he was pounding the fuck out of me, but he looked so amazing in the light.
Yes.
Because we were right up against a shaded window, but it was, the light coming in was perfectly amber. He looked beautiful. And so you could see, anybody that knows me knew it was me. But, you know, and they knew the room in my house. So, anyways. But,
and the throw pillows that I gave you.
Yeah, exactly. Right next to
It's like, wait, American that looks familiar. Pillow. Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there is a clip out there of him pounding the hell out of me. And trust me, this boy was a very large size, which was always painful. But it was painfully well done. So, anyways, and that's what Matthew's referring to.
Yeah, that was one of the better. You know, there were some of those videos that was like, oh, girl.
Yeah. No. So, and this content this creator and I would do some occasional stuff for his. He's always supposed to pay me. I'll be honest with you. I did it partially because he's like, yeah, I'll give you some money for it. And I never got any money for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know. But it wasn't about the money. It was about the experience.
It would have been about the money for me. I would have been like, your husband is going to hear from my lawyer.
But.
Anyway.
Anyway. And yeah, so he moved down to Palm Springs. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But I miss him as a friend.
Of course. You know, we all miss people as friends.
You say he's just a friend.
No.
Baby, but,
yeah, so this year I am going to attempt to, I don't know. It's like part of me kind of wants, there's one guy that really wants to hook up, and I think he's a great guy. Really, really like him. Not totally always into him unless I'm super horny. And then I'm all like, yeah, bring it. And then,
super horny.
But otherwise, I'm just like, oh, let's just talk and hang out. Yeah. But I don't know. I think I might try to give him another shot.
Another shot.
Yeah. Because I'm so over the trying to hook up and apps and random and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, I don't do nearly as much as you do, but I'm just like, I'm so over it.
And,
it's just too much fucking work, especially when you have to juggle a tarantula chihuahua that wants to bark and attack and not shut up for the whole 2 hours. you know, and then
2 hours.
You know, you got family in the other room, so you're kind of like, eh, can you keep down the moaning? So,
they're usually in and out in 17 minutes at my place.
You know, that would be nice too, but they usually they want to talk. I'm one of those that just elicits the talkers.
You're like that one one song that they always want to come, but they never want to leave. My exes and
I know. Oh yeah, that song. Okay, yeah. No, because it really is. It's like, you know, the sex, and you're just like, okay, that was great. And then they're like, oh, so this thing happened to me. I'm like, no, I don't want to know. Yeah.
And that just leads me to the joke that I gave to another person. It's like, what's the definition of eternity? Yes. From the point that they come to the point that they leave.
I have said that before. And
I think it could go either way, though. It's the point, either the point I come and the point they leave, or you know, the point they come to the point they leave. So it depends on you. So you change that joke as it pertains to you. But
exactly. Yeah.
But my side note on that was that just, you know, in hookup culture, it can be rather shallow. So just practice and be aware of how much you're giving to that culture. I mean, because even straight people are not in the 1950s, 60s, you know, mom and dad, nuclear family kind of culture anymore. So, I mean, we are in a more sexually evolved place that does make sometimes it feels dirty, but sometimes it does not.
Well, and also I think you need to keep in mind if you're on a dating app or if you're on a hookup app.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that get them confused. I have one friend online who's a straight female, although, oh God, she would be such a great lesbian, but who posts about the guys on the hookup apps and the way that they, you know, send her messages and the things that they say and the way they behave and stuff. And it's like, dude, it's a dating app. Mm. It's for legit dating. It's not just for hooking up. And wow, what girl is going to want your crazy ass
shenanigans
doing that type of shit? To whereas if it were a hookup act, you know?
Yeah. So I mean, be aware of the air apps and as gay boys. I mean, unfortunately,
most of our apps are hookup.
So you have to be honest with your profile. Yeah. Be absolutely 100% honest with your profile. So I mean, I was just talking with a friend earlier, and I was asking them what they use to hook up, and you know, their primary thing is sniffies. So, and keep something like sniffies. That literally, that is not a dating app.
No, it's okay. So I kind of say throw this out of like your level of autism when it comes to dating hookup apps. Like literally, with some of these like sniffies, you need to be you need to know this is what this is for, and this is my profile, and I ain't lying.
Oh,
and you're gonna get your hits, but you know.
Yeah, and a reminder too. You know, absolutely, you know, use profile pics or within a year or two.
Oh, absolutely.
Please do. Don't put out old pics out there. That just, I don't care if you're on Snippies. I don't care if you're on Scruff. I don't care if you're on Grindr.
Right.
Use more recent.
Well, and not only because you need to be honest and legit, but because some guys might find you way more attractive now
than
they
did
with your 10-year pick from 10 years ago. And I know that's happened to me several times where it's like, I see that I'm just like, whatever. I meet them in person. I'm like, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You need to be yourself now because I totally hit that.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, let's be honest. I mean, most guys will use the best picture of themselves ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, but be so aware of what you're putting out there.
Right.
You know, not just your profile, but your pictures. You know, I mean, like, I have some really great pictures. I'm like, oh, yeah, these are great pictures. I don't think I ever false advertise, you know, because, I mean, and keep in mind, the best pictures will always be around
your
the
penis.
Golden hour.
Oh, yeah.
You know, either sun up or sun down, you know? So when the sun is just gone past the horizon, and there's still, you know, good light, but it's not bright in your face. then that's the golden hour. So
yeah.
So aim for those times.
No, I was just thinking, we're saying this for dating apps, and yet I'm looking at my books and thinking, yeah, that pic's like 25 years old, but it was the best picture of me that was ever taken, and I'm still using it.
Well, I mean, but that's a little different. You're not
because
trying
I'm not
to,
trying to hook up or fool anyone. You're... I just am a little vain on the back of my book covers.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, you know, the painting in the closet's the one they got to worry about.
Oh, wow. No, I don't want anyone to see that.
So, but and if you don't know what that means, look it up. But so anyways, but yeah, no, so just be honest. If you're trying to hook up, you know what you're putting out there. If you're trying to actually date, be very extra cognizant of that, because it's one thing on, like, you know, your pictures on Sniffies, and you just want to look hot as fuck, you know. So get these guys riled up and whatnot, but still use current photos. And be aware of the app that you're, you know, trying. You know, if you are trying to, like, meet somebody for legitimate dating, then you need to put that on your profile and not use Sniffies, because Sniffies ain't going to get you a date. It's going to get you crabs. No, but it's going to get you the gonorrheas. But so just, I mean, and so when I get back to the original, Jesus, it's like 80. Just dial this one, ADD.
Oh, I know, right?
So, just, you know, get back to, like, you know, asking yourself where you're at with your hookup culture. You know what I mean? Are you doing this for sexy fun, or are you doing this for validation?
Right.
So just ask yourself and keep yourself in check, because you need to do that. Because if you're doing it for validation, don't do it. Don't fucking do it. Just solo sexual yourself until you're in a better headspace.
Absolutely.
Honest to God.
And, all right, one other side thing that I will throw on there is...
And he's not talking about the sexual
positioning. Although sides are hot. But I will throw out there that if you smoke, take a damn breath mint before you're like face-to-face on someone. Because, you know, how many times you have somebody pumping away on you and you're just like, oh my God, your breath, dude. And a lot of times that's smoke or, you know, and even pot, but I mean, pot's a little bit...
Well, I'm going to take it a step further.
Oh, go for it. Alcohol, so, breath. No. Not you, but, you
but,
know.
But, no, there's times when, yeah, smokers have gone down on me, and I'm like, smelling them as...
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, you're like, you got my... Are you smoking my dick like a cigarette? It smells like a cigarette. But, also, too, that, you know, keep in mind that there are a lot of guys deal with some bad breath issues. You know what I mean? And a lot of that, honestly, is it's those tonsil stones.
Oh, yes.
So a lot of times, you know, because at first I thought, okay, because they used to say that, you know, a bad breath is actually deeper than your tongue. What they're talking about is a lot of people experience tonsil stones.
Yeah.
So
so you got to really knock those out of there with your dick.
Well, that's part of the problem. You know what? Somebody went down on me not too long ago. And I mean, we were kissing a little bit beforehand, and they were fine. They went down on my dick and came back up. And I'm like, my dick's stinky? What the fuck is happening? And I realized that it, like, must have knocked like a tonsil stone or something. And yeah, so I mean, and I was, the thought of it makes me want.
I was a kid, I thought those were like unique to me or something. I was like, what the fuck is that? That's disgusting.
Well, and here's the thing though: if you gargle, you know, usually that knocks them loose.
Yeah.
And so just, you know, remember, the reason why people want you to gargle is because of those. So gargle when you can. And I mean, I am an avid Listerine user. Now I'm trying to reevaluate that because I've done more studies and read more things on, I haven't done the studies. I've read more studies that, that, you know, we're supposed to have a bit more bacterium in our mouth. That's actually healthier for you.
Yeah.
Instead of the old thought of, like, no bacterium in your mouth at all. No, you do need some, you know, fauna in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'll give you some fauna in your mouth. You can just call me Jane Fauna. But
I'm going to stick my flora in your fauna.
Exactly.
Bitch.
Oh, it's flora. Oh, yeah, flora, not fauna.
Yeah.
Fauna's animals.
I was
Flora is
kind of questioning for a second, but I thought, okay, I'm like, yeah, I'd
put animals in your mouth.
No, thank Let's you. Do some puppy no, that play. Was the last show we talked
puppy
about.
Puppy play, but yeah. So I mean, keep you know, in mind your need to gargle.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going down on my dick, it's going to be knocking some things loose.
Yeah.
And that's not a smell I want only to come at me again.
Gargoyles don't gargle.
Womp, womp, womp.
Remember that video? Remember that one porn video with the gargoyles, like, having sex?
God, that's super familiar.
I know. This is funny because every time I bring it up, you always say it's super familiar. So now it's super familiar that you think it's super familiar. Yeah, okay. So both of us are like ADHDing out tonight. So, yeah.
So just remember to, you know, if you haven't watched Dune Buddies from 1971 or 1978,
yes,
you still have some homework to do.
That's true. And we'll be talking about that next month.
Dune Buddies.
Yeah. Dune Buddies. It sounds like a 70s show.
Aw, it's like Booze and Buddies.
Dune Buddies.
Aw. My buddy, my buddy.
Too bad there's no more PBS. Okay, well, let's wrap this up with beating your meat to Desert Heat and downloading your free copy at desertheatmag.com.
Yeah, because you got to keep that heat and that meat in the desert heat, baby.
Oh, makes my nipples hard.
Yeah, it's a great mag, so look for it.
Yeah.
And Bader Bomb. So if you have not tried Bader Bomb yet, why the fuck not? You need to try Bader Bomb for your penis. It's beautiful. You only need a dab. A dab will do you. But, I mean, if you really want to get crazy, a lot more than a dab will be extra fun.
Bader Bomb. Bader Bomb. Bomb whatever a Bader.
So have fun with it and tell Alex that we sent you. I'm noticing a lot more Bader Bomb endorsements out there.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing their ads. All kinds of
very, very sexy men playing with Bader Bomb. So, yeah, look them up. You know, go to Blue Sky and take a look. Guys are, you know, cross-pollinating that stuff.
Absolutely.
And it looks great. And those penises look beautiful.
They're squirting. All right. Don't forget to check out the latest and hottest sex on Blue Sky with Ryan Landers XXX and Randy Morgan X. And don't forget to go check out some Joel Someone just for the hell of it. All right, check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Akante on Smashwords, Amazon, and all major digital book distributors.
Dirty slots.
Globally, yes, they certainly are. And speaking of, I've read some of Chota's new work, and holy shnikes, we're not talking about that on the show, but damn. Well, we'll mention it, but, you know.
We'll mention
it. That's dirty. Okay, follow Daddy Clayton over at ClaytonXXX at bluesky.social. I wish they would change that.
Mm, yeah,
where
that's
they didn't
not
have
fun.
To have the prefix afterward. All
prefix.
The time.
I want a prefix.
There you go. Send your comments, questions, and feedback to biggaysexshow@gmail.com.
All right.
Find all of our links at...
That's right. I was supposed to be paying attention. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/MattWeegee.
And join our Patreon page over at patreon.com/BGSS.
Yeah, excellent.
Sweetest slut.
Sweet transvestite.
That too. Man, that's a... If you can't watch porn and you watch that, you just think you've watched porn.
There.
So dirty.
Nope.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Be well. Take care. Love ya.
We love you. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Herpes.
look away. Every step's a show, every move's ballet. Double trouble with a booty brigade. Twunks on a mission, making hearts cascade. Whoa. Catch us if you can, but we'll never delay. Cascade, catch us if you can, but we'll never delay. Double trouble. We're the booty brigade.
The booty brigade. The bagger brigade.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.